So I'd also like to welcome everybody here. And it's so heartwarming to see so many familiar faces of people that have come back for retreats and see it as a kind of nutrient, as a food that you need to eat again and again to enlarge your heart and your awareness. And so it's lovely to see how people come back again and again over the years. And it's also wonderful to see all the new faces of people who have never sat before and are curious and interested and alive to what might happen and what might not happen. So welcome everybody. As I came into the kibbutz, a line from a poem by Rumi came to me, which describes a man who is knocking at the door and he wants to open the door to reveal his truth, and the door does open and he realizes he's on the inside. So when I came to the kibbutz, I sensed this entering this rather sacred space. And actually it was on the inside. It wasn't that I was coming into the place. I was already there. We are already here. The last words of the Buddha were, be a lamp to yourself. Be a light to yourself. And what is the light? The light is something that we already have and we don't know it and we don't notice it. The light is the power of our knowing. The fact that we know, the fact that we make contact with the world in ourselves, outside, and in this contact there is knowing, there is awareness, there is consciousness. That's our tool. That's our place of liberation. With that we work. We don't need to believe in whole systems of philosophy or of castles in the sky, of all kinds of spiritual structures. We're here to meet the lamp in us, and the way we do that is to become familiar with the act of knowing, the act of our consciousness itself as it meets all the things that happen to us minute by minute. A breath, a touch of the foot on the ground is knowing. It's that place where we can find our freedom. Very, very simple. So, I'd just like to suggest that an attitude that you might like to begin with is an attitude of trust. Trusting that you have that sense of knowing that can free each and every one of you. A sense of trusting yourself and trusting your awareness. Because we're all aware, the fact that you are hearing is awareness. The fact that you are seeing is awareness. We need to trust that a little more in order to work with it most effectively. So I just invite you to feel that sense of trust in yourself, trust in your capacity, trust in your sense of knowing. And trust also in the support of this group here to help each other, the managers, the teachers, to help each other in this meeting with ourselves. So let's take 10-15 minutes to sit together. And just be aware of sitting, the contact with the ground. The sense of where our body is in space, can just drop into our sense of being here, into our body, into our moment by moment awareness. Just let go into ourselves, into our body. Feeling the quiet.